The government will introduce a cap on the number of international students universities can accept in an attempt to reduce migration numbers to Australia. The updated draft International Education and Skills Strategic Framework will impose the limit, which will allow providers to accept additional students if they invest in new student accommodation. The government has also increased the number of savings international students need before travelling to Australia to almost $30,000. But opposition finance spokesperson Jane Hume says the impact on Australian universities needs to be considered.
We want to understand how it is going to affect the university sector, and I think that's probably discussions that are going to occur today. But what we do know is that immigration has really gone out of control under this government. There were 100,000 new immigrants in February alone. Now, the Labor Party is still insisting that it's going to meet its financial year targets, but quite frankly, I can't understand how that is going to be possible just with the numbers that we've seen so far.